Representative Chris Pappas joins us out of the gate live this morning. He is the incumbent Democrat running for another term, but still the office holder ahead of the midterms, and joins us live, GMI Studios. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Jack. Always great to be with you.
Well, I know you have a busy day. I know there's some other votes we'll come back to, but on the supply chain side, you've taken some action. You're trying to address this. It is an unknown. It's one of these moving targets with staffing shortages. What do you think are some of the things we can try to do, even if it's not an instant quick fix?
Well, no doubt the shock of the pandemic continues to have ripple effects, and we've seen it in our supply chain. That's well documented by businesses in New Hampshire that are having trouble getting a hold of the products that they need. And, you know, you mentioned the repair industry. You know, that's one sector that's really been hit hard, in part because they source a lot of parts and components from overseas. And so, you know, there are steps we have to continue to take to, you know, relieve these bottlenecks. We've seen some positive developments at the ports over the last few months where they've gone to 24-hour schedules. They've put more manpower and resources and focus on how to make sure we're offloading ships more quickly and getting things on trucks. But clearly, there are a few things we need to address. One, the workforce challenges that are not only immediate to the pandemic, but long term. How do we make sure that we're giving folks the training they need to highlight the pathways into great careers that exist in the trades and things like trucking? Those are jobs where we're going to need to continue to hire and recruit more people for the future if we're going to make sure we make it through this tough period. We passed a bill just last week dealing with ocean shipping reform, a first bill in, I think, over 20 years that's really looked at the regulations of international shipping and has looked to solve some of the problems that have been brought to our attention, passed on a bipartisan basis. So I hope that's one thing that can help address this. But, you know, I think one thing we have to think about as a country, you know, when you look at the amount of goods that come through our ports, that come by cargo, mm-hmm. We need to be making more things right here in the United States. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, sourcing parts to repair your car or, you know, just the everyday supplies that we need, we've been caught short during this pandemic. And so it's an economic issue about how we can rebuild our manufacturing base. That's really critical when you think of things like microchips that, you know, have right. a national security component too. But also when we look at the future, we need to have a more resilient economy. One way we do that is by making sure that we're making more things here in the United States.
Representative Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District. I want to ask you this, Representative. The polls that have come out recently, and I understand polls are just a snapshot in time, but University of New Hampshire, St. Anselm, most recently a New England poll, and it basically just the overall number, some of these polls are more than 700 respondent registered voters. And the direction of the country, in New Hampshire, some of these polls have been 68, almost 70% of those polled did not favor the direction we're going in. Some of this may be the fatigue of COVID. Some of it could be inflation right now. But when you look at some of the things you're trying to talk about with the infrastructure bill, Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation yesterday, things like rail from Manchester to Boston, things that have been talked about before, trying to engage people and focusing on where the infrastructure bill will, over time, you know, be a good thing. And that's our daily poll question. But then inflation seems to be something that people can't get out of the way from. We've seen really high numbers. Staffing shortages continue. So why do you think some of these polls, and maybe it's worse news for the Biden White House than someone like you, because people tend to separate their member of Congress from the sitting president, but why are people overall seem frustrated with the direction of things? But if these polls are accurate, and you may not think they are, but they seem to be consistent.
Well, there are a number of things we need to be concerned about as a state and as a country. You know, right now in New Hampshire, we've got the highest per capita rate of new infections for COVID. We now have the Omicron variant being identified in New Hampshire. Our hospitals are mm-hmm. at capacity and more. And so I think folks look at that situation, are deeply concerned by it. You know, when you go to the supermarket or you fill up at the pump and costs have increased, that's also very frustrating. So the question should be, you know, how as a country can we move in a better direction for the future? We know that our economy is growing at a clip that we haven't seen in decades. We know that, you know, new claims for unemployment have fallen to a 50-year low, but we've got to make sure that folks can deal with the increased cost that they're experiencing right now and that we're able to bend that curve for the future. So some of the things that we hope to do through the bipartisan infrastructure bill is investing in our communities, creating good-paying jobs by investing in our water systems, our roads, bridges, broadband. We know there's a digital divide that exists in New Hampshire, so connecting all of our homes and businesses with high-speed broadband is really going to be an economic game changer for the future. And when you think about how we can make the tax code work for families, extending this child tax credit, which benefits 77% of New Hampshire families, will put more money in the pockets of hardworking people to allow them to meet basic household expenses and move forward. So I think that's really important as we recover from COVID and think about the kind of future we can create. I think there are great opportunities in the infrastructure bill. And again, you know, these are federal programs that will allow the state to put a New Hampshire spin on it. So if New Hampshire is looking at how to close the gaps in broadband or where to invest in water infrastructure or how to do rail expansion, it's going to be a New Hampshire solution. It's going to be backed up with federal resources. So I'm proud of that effort and glad the secretary was here yesterday to draw some additional attention to it.
There may be a vote in the House today on whether or not to hold former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress and cooperating with the January 6th inquiry. Do you think that vote should be do you think the former White House Chief of Staff should be held in contempt? And furthermore, if he does, do you think the Justice Department, as they did in Steve Bannon's case, should proceed with prosecuting?
Well, I think he should because, you know, he hasn't responded to congressional subpoenas. He's ignored them. He was cooperating initially with the Select Committee on January 6th. But then stopped cooperating. He seemed to claim executive privilege when neither former President Trump nor current President Biden has exercised presidential privilege over this particular matter. So I think, you know, no one should be above the law. Everyone should be held accountable. And where he's flouting the rules of an institution in which he once served, I think it's important that he's held accountable. So I hope we do move forward with this in a way that can get all the information out on the table for the American people. That's an important job.
Representative Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District, thank you very much for joining us out of the gate. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of News Talk stations, GMI Studios. Make it a good Tuesday. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.